name was Lalor, L-A-L-A-R, Blanton.
And when did you first come across this picture? How was this picture presented to you?
I saw the picture about 2009. I had also already been working on many other pictures like this, so immediately I jumped at the opportunity and trying to identify her.
And when was this photo taken?
1908, December.
So we're talking over 100 years here of this girl and this photo not being identified. Describe the process that you went through to try and identify her.
There's almost nothing you can do at the beginning but to publicize the photo in the area where it was taken. So in 2009, I contacted the Lincolnton newspaper and convinced them to publish the photo and just ask their readers if they recognized her. That's been successful for me in a number of times, but in this case, it was not. And then later, then about a year ago, I thought, well, maybe if I could figure out from the 1910 census who the possibilities were in terms of who this girl was, maybe somebody would be looking at that specific name, doing a search of their ancestry, and it would pop up on my site because the search term would bring my site up. So I went into the 1910 census, and I listed everyone who was about her age, who was white, and since she was in another photo with her sister, I said, well, you know, she'd have to be in a household with another person who was a girl and who also was about that age. And I came up with 12, and one of them was listed as Lalor Blanton. And so I put that name in among the others, and 2 months later, Lalor's granddaughter, looking up all the different variations of spelling of her first name, put in Lalor Blanton, and up pops my mystery page with that picture.
And how did you go about confirming that this was her in the photo?
She sent me some photographs of Lalor, and unfortunately not as a child, but some as an older person. She looked like her in every single way. So finally, I emailed the pictures to a friend of mine who is a nationally recognized genealogist and face recognition expert. And so I sent them to her, and she emailed me back a couple of days later, and she said it's 100%, it's her.
How did the family react when they found out that that their grandmother was the person in this photo?
Oh, boy, the emotions are amazing. In this particular case, the granddaughter with whom I worked mostly and I interviewed her, she looked up to her grandmother very much. She had some problems as a child, the granddaughter did, in terms of, she couldn't live with her parents for a while, so she lived with her grandmother. And so her grandmother was really the most important person in her early life. She just adored her. And for her to realize that her grandmother was in this position, having to work in a mill at that age, and knowing how protective her grandmother was of her granddaughter, she could almost see that maybe because she worked in the mill that she was protective and tried to create a good childhood for her granddaughter. It was really joyous for her on one side to know that her grandmother was depicted in this way and has become a historical figure, and she was also very sad about it because she saw what her grandmother faced.
Give us a little background on these photos from these mills by Lewis Hine.
Well, Hine was hired by the National Child Labor Committee in 1908. By the time he'd already been famous for taking pictures at Ellis Island and also taking pictures for a project in Pittsburgh on the steel industry. And Hine was just going from mill to mill and trying to get in the mills as he could to show people that there was, in fact, child labor going on. It was a way of forcing people to bear witness to it.
Were these photos iconic and significant at the time, or did they become more iconic later on?
Well, they were circulated a lot in the National Child Labor Committee's efforts to get child labor laws passed, but outside of the circle that they were in a sense, no, the pictures were not well known. They really took a wing, in a sense, when the pictures became digitally available. The Library of Congress's digitization of the photos and the making them available for free to the public, when that was launched about 20 years ago, that really made those pictures iconic.
Historian Joe Manning, Mr. Manning, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.